Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess. And if you are new to the show, welcome. So happy to have you here. You are in great company. You're an incredible, epic company. If you're not new to the show, welcome back. You all know that, and maybe you don't know. Actually, let me tell you right now that you all are a part of the most beautiful, awake, badass, conscious, heart-centered, most epic community of women in the world, let alone the internet. And I know that I'm biased because, hi, you guys are mine, but I've been in a lot of communities. I've been to a lot of events. I've seen a lot of other spaces and places. And I know, based on the connection I feel to all of my listeners, the conversations I'm having with you guys in the DMs on Instagram, the women that come through my community and my programs, you really are the most incredible group of conscious women out there. So I am humbled, I am privileged, I am honored to simply have been the woman that created the space for all of you to meet me here. And I just need you to know how deeply I feel you in the ether each and every time I get on the microphone to record this podcast. And you know, if you've been here before, if you're not new, like I said, welcome. On the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, we talk about the intersection of all things business, branding, leadership, revenue growth, marketing, and all things spiritual, the magic, the divine, our connection to source, spirit, the unseen. And we blend it all together because I do not believe those two things are mutually exclusive if we want to be successful as women, okay? That's really what this whole show is, in service of the divine feminine inner goddess essence that is rising within all of us, simply because we're here on this planet at this time. This is our birthright, to remember our power, to remember our beauty, to remember our worthiness, and to remember that joy and abundance and freedom and limitless impact is our birthright and really what we came here for at this time. So I just want to take a second and remind you that if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, now is the perfect time to do it. If you haven't yet left a review on the podcast, now is a beautiful time to do it. It takes 5 seconds. Head on over to Apple Podcasts. That's where most of the world listens to their podcasts. And just take a couple seconds. Literally, you guys, it takes so little time to just leave a couple sentences and share a specific episode, a specific thing that I said or a guest said that touched you. When you leave reviews on podcasts within Apple, it helps the show grow, and I would just be so deeply, deeply grateful. And if you are inspired by today's conversation, if you're inspired by any conversation that we have, go ahead and share this podcast either on Instagram, tag me, I'll reshare it, or text it or WhatsApp it to a friend. I really believe that those are often the best way to share a podcast, is with your own intimate relationships. And speaking of relationships, speaking of heart-to-heart connection, speaking of people that really make your life go around and your business go around, that's what we're going to get into today. But I want to start by saying that it is people who make a home go around. And I know this because, well, hi, if you've been here a minute, you already know this. Maybe you don't know this, but my husband and I, Brian, have been building a custom home for the last, gosh, almost three, little under three and a half years since we bought our land in Nashville on 5 acres of forest land. And this has been a real beautiful journey. Yes, it's been stressful. Yes, it's had its moments, but I'm going to be really honest with you guys. It has been blessed. And that's because of the people that have been our partners bringing this home to life, whether that's our construction team, our architect, our interior designer, and one of the most special partners, not just in our home, but in my life and career that I've ever had the chance to work with. California Closets Nashville came into my life within the last year when I was really dreaming and scheming up what my closet could look like, because I was actually really thinking quite small. I wasn't really wanting to be extra elaborate in that part of the house for some reason. I had some sort of block, some self-worth, self-limiting belief that I didn't need a big fancy closet. I was just concerned with functionality. And lo and behold, I got connected to California Closets Nashville, who really showed me how much bigger I could dream when it came to my closet. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm super into fashion. I love my clothes. I love getting ready in the morning. I love the morning and that sacred time when you put on your face and you start your day. And I love ending my day with that kind of sacred energy. And so why wouldn't I have the closet of my dreams? Why wouldn't I have given my own self permission to dream bigger? And so when California Closets Nashville entered the picture, it was not just my closet that they ended up bringing to life, but my husband's closet. And then my husband's office. California Closets has somewhat of a misnomer in their name because they don't just do closets. They do the entire home, except for bathrooms and kitchens, but they do everything else. And they are masterful. My husband, Brian, in case you guys didn't know, my husband is obsessed with golf and I am definitely a golf widow. Golf is my mistress. I'm super cool with it. Could be worse. He's always gone on the golf course. Sometimes I question who he loves more, but all that to be said, they're bringing my husband's closet to life with the look and feel of a old world golf club locker room. I mean, you guys, the amount of creativity and ingenuity and design expertise is just taking it to an entirely new level. These are the most magical spaces in our entire house, which is why my guest today, Lana Reed, is on the show. Because hear me when I say this, sisters, I know you're all building businesses yourselves. There is nothing more essential, critical to your business than the power of the relationships that you build. You can grow a $1 million business with the power of the people that you know. Okay, and we have all heard this, but it goes so much deeper than that. And you, as the leader of your own business, get to set the tone of the people who work for you and how they go out and represent you and build relationships for themselves on behalf of your brand. That's called culture. That's called values. That's called leadership. And that is called brand, because your people represent all of the above. And as a CEO of 18 years of 3 different businesses, I have never in my life felt so clear that my success personally has come down to the culture that I built within each of my companies. And so I wanted to really take you guys into this partnership, how this whole thing has been going. You're going to learn so many fun things today about how to make the most of your own closet, whether you're redoing it or it's exactly how it is. If you have a super tiny space, we're going to go through all of the hot tips and tricks to make your space aesthetically more pleasing and more functional and efficient. But you're really going to learn today from Lana Reed, who is the director of design and sales at California Closets Nashville, who came into my studio, and gosh, did I love this woman. Oh my God, you guys, she is such a light. She really is one of the most beautiful women that I've met in Nashville. There was something about her heart and her integrity and her embodiment of the values of the brand, as well as true, true care and commitment to the joy and success of the people she touches, whether it's in her work or not. That was so clear about Lana. And you're also going to get to know her story. And I know that her story is one that's going to resonate with so many of you that are in a transitional period, that are in a stage of maybe starting over again, maybe at a point in your life where you're about to maybe take a chance and bet on yourself, or maybe you're just at a nostalgic moment of reflection. All of these aspects of our own journey as women in business, Lana touched on today. And I'm so excited to take you inside of this partnership. I'm so excited to take you inside my closet. I'm so excited to take you behind the scenes of Brian's office and to really understand more than anything why building a business and being a true leader comes down to not only the values you create, but the values you instill in your team so that they can go out into the world with the foundation of the beautiful culture that you get to set to be your greatest asset, to scale your business, to create your brand, and most of all, build relationships, because that, my friends, is the heart of success in any kind of business. So without further ado, here is my amazing conversation with the beautiful lightworker, spiritual hustler, Lana Reed. Lana, welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here this morning. Thank you so much.
I just love everything about California Closets and collaborating with the culture that you're a part of. And we have a lot to talk about today. Obviously, my audience is very interested in this whole closet journey, but I really wanted to use today to get to know your story since you're such an integral part of the organization. Before I ask you my questions, I actually want to start with the first question that I ask every one of my guests, which is, what are you spiritually hustling for right now, Lana?
Wow, that's a big question. I just turned 60 this year.
Wow, so, you look amazing.
Thank
that's
you.
Huge.
You're so sweet. So turning 60 has really, it's interesting. I didn't have a problem turning 40, did not have a problem turning 50. I actually really enjoyed and embraced and celebrating those years. But turning 60 was a big deal. And I really had to turn inward and really think about what that meant to me. And I'm a woman of faith. And so I really had to get one-on-one and go, okay, well, so then what does the rest of my life look like? Because it's been a journey. My life has been a journey for sure. And so I'm at this point where I'm really searching for, I don't want to say the last years of my life, but it kind of is, you know, when you turn 60, the reality of has hit you that I'm 60. So now I'm closer to the end of my life here, as opposed to, you know, the beginning or the middle. But I want that to matter. I probably want it to matter more than my first 60 years here.
Thank you for sharing that.
I know that's deep, but it's, no, we don't. I wasn't prepared to say that, but
we only go deep here, Lana. Yeah. On the Spiritual Hustler podcast. You're in the right hands. You're in the right place. I will just say that I think that the passing of time is, it gets more real as you get older. I turned 44 this summer, and I know that's, you know, I feel young. I don't think I look 40. I don't even know what that number means, but I woke up on that morning of my birthday, and it was so bittersweet. I was like, I'm 44. I've lived 44 years. Like, I understand the nostalgia and the bittersweetness and the real consciousness of getting older. So I actually love that you started that with that, because I want to actually go back to you when you were 50, because you were, you know, in advertising, pharmaceuticals, then you took a 17-year hiatus to be a mom, raise a family. And then at 50, you decided to get back into the workforce, join California Closets. And I think that's a really beautiful, whether you're 50, 40, 60, 30, inspiration to women listening of starting over, jumping back in, taking a leap. So what was behind that decision for you?
So, at age 50, it was kind of, wow, okay, can I still do this? Do I still have it? You know, what I had at age 25, when I was a pharmaceutical rep and I thought I had a really good career going, and it was a lot of fun. I did enjoy it. And transitioning out of that, I missed a lot of years, you know, in the world. Not that I wouldn't trade anything in the world for being home and raising my girls. I love it. Cherish every moment of that. And it was where I was supposed to be at the time. Was that it wasn't that fulfilling. And I wanted to do something that was more fulfilling, that was more in the line with who I am. And I actually met Kurt, our owner, through my old boss. And she was doing advertising with him. I had already left there. And they were having a grand opening, a re-grand opening of the showroom, because he had bought the franchise. It had been a year. And she invited me to come. And so I met Kurt. And when I walked in, it was interesting because organization is such a big part of my life. It's who I am. And so I knew that was something of interest for me personally. And then when I met Kurt and we had a conversation, it just clicked. I mean, we aligned. We were having really good conversation. And laughingly, he said, "You should come work for me." And I said, "We should talk about that."
All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
And we did. We followed up and we had a couple of more conversations post that meeting. And he hired me and I started. And the biggest part I can say is that we were aligned. You know, the company, what the company does is aligned with who I am. And then the core values and the culture of the company is what I align with as well. So it was the perfect match, really.
What an amazing story. Serendipity. I want to say that I am so honored and grateful to be partnering with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Not just because of the beautiful closet and my husband's office that you're designing and putting into our new home, but because of what you just said. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a CEO myself, mm-hmm. and I have been a CEO of multiple businesses, and culture mm-hmm. and values mm-hmm. are everything.
Yes.
It is the bedrock of your success.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And I felt that way so clearly the second I met Josh and Tori and JT. And so can you explain what the values are mm-hmm. and the ways in which you believe a business and a brand can really benefit from having such strong core values?
Absolutely. Place. So, you know, I think that core values really starts with who you are. Mm-hmm. And when you set out to own your own business and you establish that, I think it's really, you have to look at yourself and go, okay, what are my core values? And what is it that I want to bring to this? And I want that for my team and my team to be aligned with that. And so that's what Kurt did. And as we grew, that became more innate of him as well. And so, you know, we have our core values listed: professionalism, integrity, reliability, imagination, you know, and what we do. There's a lot of imagination that goes into not just the design of it, but putting it all together and working together as a team, but delivering such an amazing outcome for our clients and for our employees, you know. So that's important that you know that, and then you're able to adapt that into the culture of the business. And then something that's extremely important to Kurt, our owner, is giving back to the community, which is what we do. We're very good at making sure that we are as well, not just designing better lives for our customers who, like yourself, you know, with your closets, things like that, but also for the community of people who are starting over, who need a little extra boost, who don't have all the resources that maybe we do as individuals, and that needs someone to come alongside them and help build that for them.
You know what I love about that? So, you know, culture and core values is a conversation every corporation knows they should have.
Yes.
You know, and I was quick to the take with my own entrepreneurial endeavors. Like I knew that needed to be in place as well. And I actually worked at a corporate company. I've been an entrepreneur my whole career, but I worked at a corporate company for 2 years mm-hmm. and they had core values and they were on a poster on a wall on every hallway. And they meant nothing.
Yes.
It was the most toxic, mm-hmm. bureaucratic, mm-hmm. awful place to work. And I realized then, myself as an owner of a business, that if my core values were to be in place, they weren't just going to mean something. Mm-hmm. They were going to mean everything.
Right.
And what you just explained about the giving back component, because I got that right away from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville is obviously a shared passion for all of us.
Right.
The fact that you walk your walk, mm-hmm. by actually like putting your money where your mouth is, mm-hmm. your time and your resources of your team, it's a felt experience as a client that you yes. live your values. Mm-hmm. It's not just a poster on a wall. You actually have a whole mural on your wall right. in one of your conference rooms. You really do. So I just wanted to reflect that as someone that has been on, you know, this side, and that's not that doesn't just happen. You have to architect that.
Right.
And so when you know, being in, you know, the role that you're in, how do you feel that experience of core values, culture, doesn't just impact team and, you know, community, but bottom line?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you do make that your walk.
Yep.
And like you said, not just your talk. I mean, they can be words on a wall. That's easy.
Yep.
But when you walk that out, your employees feel it as well. Your clients feel it. I mean, everyone feels it and knows it, and they want to be a part of it.
Yep.
And you know, we do the Habitat for Humanity. We come together, you know, and we help in building with that, and the Women's Rescue Mission. You know, we've built
wow
lots of spaces for them. But one of the simplest things that for our employees that we do is each year at Thanksgiving, we do Salvation Army. and we do the angel tree. And we meet at the office, and Kurt gives us all a gift card that we go shopping, and we go buy for that particular child or adult. There's some adults in there too. And we go shopping for them, and we buy what's on their wish list and some of their needs, some of their wants. And then we come back and we all have a meal together. And it's one of the simplest things that we do, but it's one of the most embraced things that we do with our employees. Yeah. They love it.
Yeah.
And it matters to people. You know, I think that we all have that within us, is to help other people, and it makes us feel better.
Yeah.
When we help others. Yeah. And so to be able to do that where you work, it is.
I love that. I love that story. I'm like getting emotional listening to that, because we forget, like, business, whether it's internal or external, it's all about relationships. Yeah. It's all about people, and to create values and live them impact success. And bottom line, back to my question before, because I look at it as an entrepreneur, I retain my team longer.
Yes.
I have more successful long-term ongoing client relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, we think that the product matters the most, or the marketing is the most important thing, and all of it has its place, and it should work holistically. Mm-hmm. But that has been my biggest takeaway, is the authenticity of your people.
Yes.
And I can see why you guys are so successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
I have an obsession with your brand slogans. Dream bigger, practical magic, designing better lives. And I think that as a brand marketer myself, those anecdotes really do speak to the heart of what you guys create as a company. Mm-hmm. What, in your view, does coming up with a core value from a branding perspective to the market have to do with driving success? And how would you guide entrepreneurial women to find theirs?
So, there again, it kind of goes back with what we were talking about with core values. You got to first establish, you know, who you are, what are your core values, and what is it that you want to do? And your purpose is, you know, with these slogans, designing better lives, you know, is kind of funny, but we love it and we mean it. I mean, we are truly designing better lives. And, and you have to know what you're setting out to do. My daughter just opened her own business this summer.
Wow.
And
congrats to her.
Thank you. She's doing amazing. But I watched her. She knew what she wanted to deliver to her clients. And she worked for other companies for a few years, gained her experience. But deep inside, she knew what she wanted to deliver. And so she said, "Mom, I want to open my own business." I want, there's something that's within me that I want to give, and I want to do it my way. And I believe I can make a difference. And she's doing it.
What's her business?
She's an esthetician.
Amazing. So
she has and it's called Anointed Aesthetics. And
beautiful.
She is, she's just flourishing. And I love watching her, because it's a passion. It's within her. Like you, you have a passion. And that's what we have. We have a passion to make a difference in people's lives. And that comes with design for what we're doing in their space, whatever the space may be in their home.
You guys really, you know, I was thinking about our house. And, you know, there is a misnomer with the brand name of California Closets. You have, you know, you do everything. You do garages, you do children's rooms, you do kitchen pantries, you do offices, and you're doing my husband's office, and you're doing obviously our closet. And I was thinking about Laura, you know, and like even JT, and how they really listen to our experience. And among all of the brand slogans, like, because I'm a huge brand slogan aficionado and nerd, because I believe that it has to be crystal clear. And it really does come down to this concept when I think about California Closets, is like designing better lives. But the reason why you're able to do that isn't just functionality, in my view, as just the client. It's the personality that you're able to capture. Like, I feel like you listen to us and it is unapologetic personality. I wanted my closet to feel like a spiritual boutique, And my husband wanted his office to feel like a golf locker room. And like, it does, you know? Yes. I think that's a clear principle you guys live by is mm-hmm. is listening to your clients. Mm-hmm. And if you were to say, you know, what would you consider a design principle, if there is one, or even a design philosophy that is mm-hmm. universal inside of California Closets Nashville that you guys go by, what would that be?
Well, we are a collaborative brand.
Yeah.
And we take a lot of pride in that. So that's truly, as your experience that you've had, that's what the approach is. That's what the experience is. You know, we're not just slapping down a, you know, a design on a piece of paper to say this is what you need, you know, and here, go with it. It truly is getting to know the client, getting to know how you operate. You're the one that's going to be living in the space. And yes, from our experience, you know, we can say that within your space that this works well. It's, you know, this works well to have your hanging here, your long hang here, your drawers here, you know, that kind of thing. But it's really, it's, you know, it's more about how you live and how you are going to be living your space, because it's your life. Mm-hmm. And so listening is a key, important part of our training. We're getting ready to have some designers that are going through training, and I've been working on the training agenda that's going through. But listening skills is one of our core training webinars.
That's amazing. That's part of, mm-hmm. That tracks. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. So, because if you have to, you know, like I said, I can design something every day for a client that fits me, but it may not fit you.
Right.
And so in the office, you know, your husband's got to walk in every day and go, this is me.
Yep.
You know, and I'm going to feel successful and confident.
Yes.
In my work and what I do. And he gets to enjoy his space. So that needed to be him.
Totally. Will you explain your process? I just think it's, I didn't know that you had a free consultation at the beginning. Like, will you walk us through when, if you are interested in taking, I want to say too, I love that California Closets works with all budgets and like all sizes of spaces. So you don't need to be building a big custom home to partner with someone like you. And I just think your process was so beautiful and seamless. So will you explain it?
Yes, yes. So so basically you make the phone call, pick up the phone, call California Closets, and you might, you know, get the local number, or you go to the corporate, and it usually channels in, you know, through us. We do have a local life person that you can speak with. And so the first step is to schedule that initial consultation with one of our design consultants on our team. And so we set that up, and we try to set it up to a convenient time that works for you. There may be a day or time of the week that's better, you know, so maybe evening, Saturdays, whatever. And so we set that initial consultation that there is no charge for that. And the design consultant comes out and meets with you in your home mm-hmm. and has that conversation.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about what it is you're looking for. What are your needs and what are your wants? Because we have both. Mm-hmm. And what's not working for you in your space? What is working for you for you in your space? What is your design aesthetic? Do you want, you know, white, light, or do you want a dark wood, or, you know, do you like gold or black, or, you know, with all the different aesthetics that go into space, do you like storing your clothes in drawers, or do you hang everything?
Right.
And so it's really customized to how you're going to live within space.
Can I just pause you right there and just say all of that before a contract is signed?
Yes.
Before a deposit is put down?
Yes.
Like from the get-go, it's yes. a partnership.
Yes, it's a partnership.
That, and I just wanted to highlight that.
You're exactly right. It is a partnership. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, after the conversation of discovery mm-hmm. For all of those things that goes into the design, then the design consultant creates that design in our proprietary CAD software that's developed specifically for California Closets. And we love it because it really comes to life, as you've seen.
Yes.
You get this 3D rendering, the beauty of what that's going to look like, you know, in your space. And so there might be one follow-up appointment that you meet with your designer in the showroom or at our Winford location or virtually, or there may be three or four. It all depends.
Yep.
It really depends on the scope of the project and the client, because the end goal is to get the design to be that place of comfort of what you're looking for, what you want, and what we can create for you. And then we go to contract.
Yeah, then you go to contract.
Then we go to contract. Yes, then we go to contract.
It's really a beautiful process. Like and the journey of getting to know you and for you to get to know us becomes so personal. No matter if you're in renovation or you're just doing a new baby project or something else, like what we're up to, it's your home. Yes. It's the most personal place and space of your life. Yes. And that was something that felt so clear to Brian and I along the journey that y'all got that. Like, huge shout out to Laura.
Yes,
I feel like she's an extension of our family and our home at this point. Same with JT. I mean, you're an incredible team. And it's something that I don't think a lot of businesses would take the time to do and go on that journey as long as you do and to put in all of that work. I just observationally, it's like, wow, they're committed. And it's not about the transaction. It's about the relationship.
Right. And I'm so glad that you see that and feel that and know that from your experience. Of course, you got two of the best people to work with there. But it's part of why we don't just hire a massive amount of design consultants all at one time. I think the most we've ever hired at one time was 4, and we go through training. But most of the time, it's 2 or 3. And our training is more extensive than other companies. For that reason, because we really truly want our designers to understand the intent behind California Closets and what we want to deliver to our customers. And so it is a little bit more delicate process there for that, and not just a massive, churn and burn type event.
One thing I also want to add to that part of intentionality around, because, I have gone through the journey of W-2s to contractors, like how I build my team out. And I feel very grateful that I have a team that is all in, that happens to be an amalgamation of both. Mm-hmm. But there is a difference when you have full-time employees across different departments doing their role for you 100%. And when I first met you guys, I didn't know, I wasn't expecting this, but all of your installers are W-2s. Like, you're, for the most part, like, you have a fully locked in, loaded, dedicated team so that when you get to the closet build out, which I haven't gotten to yet at this point, we're so close.
You are going to just love it. You're going to be so amazed.
I literally cry thinking about it. And that's not an exaggeration, knowing that I'm in incredible hands all the way through the end of the process.
Yes. We say our installers are really our secret sauce.
Really?
They really are.
Say more about that.
Because they are our employees, we do not contract that work out.
Which is huge.
So the training, again, they go through the training to deliver the California Closets experience of what we want our customers to have and what we're about. And so it's important that the installers carry that as much as the designers do.
Yeah.
And so that's what really surprises our customers the most. Is on install day when the installers get there and they're like, oh my gosh, your installers are amazing. They're so good. They showed up on time.
Wow.
They welcomed me. Like, they came to the door or they text me ahead. They usually call ahead of time or text and say, I'm on my way. And I mean, that's the most surprising part. Our clients just brag and brag and brag over our installers. And they really do bookend what we do. You got the designers at the front. And then you got the installers at the end, and they're really the end result of what brings all of that experience together.
It's so true. I'm so excited to experience. I actually shared on Instagram, as you know, all about this, and someone from my community reached out and said, my husband works for CC Nashville and loves it.
Oh, really?
And I forget his name, but she's like, they're the best company.
Yes.
Okay, you guys, you know that I am all about the rituals, the energy, the practices that keep us in touch with the divine and our power, the things that we can add to our life that really, really remind us who we are. And one of my favorite rituals pretty much every morning, true story, is putting on my Malkari jewelry, okay? Because honestly, these pieces are not just jewelry. They are activated sacred talismans that honestly help me lead with a consciousness as a confident woman in my business and my life. They are seriously activations, you guys. When you put them on, not only are they gorgeous and versatile and they stack and there's so many options to choose from, they are spiritual activations. And that's really because the founder of Malkari is my best friend and stylist, Tali Kogan, who is a visionary woman in the world of fashion who lives by the belief that you can have anything in life that you want as long as you dress for it. And I am here to preach from the mountaintops that that is true. And so when I wear her pieces, I feel freaking unstoppable. Yes, they're edgy and high fashion. They'll take your cutest little outfit or your t-shirt and jeans to absolutely new heights, but they're also deeply spiritual. Each necklace, each ring, each bracelet is a code. And like the lion of Malkari roaring through you, it reminds you that you are already the queen of your own business in your life. When you put them on, you're going to feel a difference. And if you're curious, which I know you are, to up your style game and your frequency, check the link in the show notes and use the code Jessica15 for 15% off your order. Because it's not often that accessories feel like medicine, and Malkari is feminine power you can wear.
Okay, there's people listening who are like, my community, like, maybe won't have the opportunity to build a custom closet, mm-hmm. but have a closet. Mm-hmm. they clearly right. probably want to update or yeah. organize and want to love more than they maybe do. I feel that way about mm-hmm. my closet all the time. Until a month from now. What advice do you have for anyone that's listening about how to make the most of their space from a design perspective, a functionality perspective, an aesthetic perspective, so that people can take what they're hearing from us today and go into their own space and make it matter? Yeah.
So, you know, function is always first.
Okay.
It truly is. And you think about your closet. If you start with your closet, of course, we do
everything
mm-hmm. at home except for kitchens and baths. Mm-hmm. But your closet is where you start your day,
it
basically.
Sure is. Yes.
And it's usually where you end your day. And you go into your space. And when you're standing there looking in the morning and you're thinking about what you're going to wear and what you're going to put on and how are you going to attack your day and make your day great or whatever it is that you've got going on for that day. You want to be able to find things, you know, you want to be able to go straight to, okay, I need this. And if your closet is a place of clutter, then how does that start your day mm-hmm. for you? And that's unfortunate because you need to start your day from that power base of, okay, I can go straight to what it is. Mm-hmm. So the organization of your clothes, and maybe it's got, you know, if it's a shared closet, then maybe, you know, your hanging items are on this side and your partner's hanging items are on the other side. You know, and so you've got that separation. And so you're not trying to rifle through someone else's clothes to find what it is that you're looking for.
Totally.
And so to have the separation of that, but also if it's your space, then to have the separation of, okay, well, I've got my blouses here, my skirts here, my dresses are here, you know, and to divide and organize by color is a great thing.
I do that. I love that.
It's very
on
important.
My best days. I do that. Sometimes gets a little.
I organize by color and then I organize by sleeveless, short sleeve, long sleeve.
Yeah, to the best of my
ability.
So
you've got the compartments, you know, of that as well.
Yeah,
and then you know it's a matter of, you know, what is in your drawers, you know, and then do you fold, do you roll, you know, to have that so that you can really have visibility
totally.
To everything. You know, I grew up, my mom always said, there's a place for everything and everything has a place. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. And I think that was, yes, I grew up with that principle, but I was also born with that gene. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as a young child, I did. Everything had a place. And there was a place for everything. And organization was so important. And that space planning is so important. So it doesn't really matter the size of your space.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And it doesn't matter if you, you know, can do a huge, custom, beautiful, aesthetically pleasing closet.
Yeah.
It really matters about how you're going to live in your space every day. The smaller the spaces, I say, the bigger the impact we make.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because you walk into, you know, most of our closet, we're talking so much about closets here, but so much of our of the closet spaces that are available to people today when you buy a home probably have one single hanging across, whether it's a wire rack or a wood shelf and a pole.
Right.
And most of the time it's one.
Yeah.
It's one across the wall. And that's not a functional design at all. And then where are you going to put your shoes? You know, shelves for your folded items. And there's definitely no drawers. But, and so when we walk into a customer space that we're able to transform from that one single hanging rod to a double hanging and a, you know, place for their separates and then their long hang dresses or whatever, and we've transformed, we've tripled what they just had in their space.
That's amazing.
Game changing.
And as you're saying that, I actually am thinking about Brian's closet, which is a running joke that everyone comes and sees my house. He's a good man. He gave me all the closet space. And it's like my closet is like five times the size of his. Mm-hmm. And he was very clear with himself. He's like, I don't need a big closet. I don't need a ton of space. But Laura had a lot, obviously less to work with Brian. Mm-hmm. And his space is magical. Mm-hmm. It is so functional. Mm-hmm. It makes the most of all of the space and all of his stuff works. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that because she had, I think, an even bigger impact working with him because I had such a blank big canvas mm-hmm. that she had to get really creative mm-hmm. with his space and she nailed it. And one thing I also will add to the organization functionality, if you're working with any type of closet, for my community that's listening, one thing that y'all had us do was inventory everything. Mm-hmm. Like to take stock mm-hmm. of like how many jeans,
yes.
how many blouses, how yes. many sweatshirts, how many yoga pants,
yes.
and like write it all down as part of your process, mm-hmm. which you guys need to know how much space, you know, you're yes, working with, how many clothes you're working with. Mm-hmm. But even that exercise alone was like, oh my God, I don't know if I need 17 sweatshirts.
Right.
Maybe I need 10.
Right.
And purging and editing and curating, mm-hmm. I think is super important for me as a woman that starts and ends my day, particularly starts my day there, to not be so overwhelmed. Because even if it's organized and it's too much, it can feel like, where do Absolutely. I begin? And I think that I'm best friends with my stylist who's coming down, a huge part of it. Shout out to Tali, who really has shown me how to use my closet as my own personal boutique.
Yes.
And to curate seasonally, edit, continually purge, yes. and to shop like that in mind with like what's seasonal, what's staple, and then your closet just becomes mm-hmm. like literally your at-home boutique mm-hmm. over time. So I just wanted to add that.
Yes.
Y'all really had us think about that from the get-go.
Yes, yes. You're spot on with that. One of the simple things that you can do is to keep a bag in your closet so that you continue that purging through. So I started this years and years and years ago, and someone shared it with me, and I thought, oh, that's a great principle. So when I buy something new, I come home and I go, okay, I'm adding four new things to my closet. I'm going to purge four things.
Totally.
What can I get rid of? And if you keep a bag, and currently we're partnering with ThriftSmart. So we're getting these through smart bags that we're helping to donate, you know, to their cause. But if you just keep a bag in your closet and you take it off the rack or out of the drawer or off the shelf, hold it, put it in the bag, and then when the bag is full, you take it and donate it.
That's brilliant.
It's an easy way to keep that your closet that way.
Y'all need to give me one of those bags as I yes. prepare to move, because I'm going to be doing one big, right. massive purge
okay.
before we go.
We've got some really big ones.
Too. Beautiful. I'll need them. And then it's for a cause, and
That's
you're
right.
giving back. Like
yes.
you guys walk your back. Walk, mm-hmm. as I was saying at the beginning.
Yes.
So beautiful, Lana. want to know, just when it comes to, you know, we talked about functionality, aesthetics, design, are you seeing any trends in the market, anything that women can kind of use today that inspires them from a look and feel perspective?
Oh, wow. You know, there's always trends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
One of the things that I love about working for California Closets is we're a franchise. Mm-hmm. So we're locally owned here, but we're part of the corporate umbrella. And the corporate team really stays on top of the trends. But we want to have those, you know, steady staple items as well. Mm-hmm. So they really spend a lot of time searching and researching and going to Italy and all of the places, wow, you know, to get inspired by design trends and things like that, to stay on top of what's going on. Corporately, we partner with some really big interior designers and different ones that help keep the team abreast, mm-hmm, of current things. And so we're always introducing new finishes and things like that that come into, you know, to play. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're introducing a green, it's called Desert Agave.
Really? How
yes,
fun.
Yes. So it's a beautiful, beautiful color that's coming into our palette. But I've been with California Closets for almost 10 years, yeah, and we have done probably 4 or 5 palette refreshes.
Really?
Since I've been here. And that's on our wood finishes.
Yep.
And that doesn't, you know, even include what we do with our handles, our hardware.
Right.
Some of our beautiful inserts and things that we do, and constantly, you know, the turnover there, and that, okay, well, this color is trending out and this is good and we, yes, need to introduce this and doing that and stay on top of it. Where other companies don't do that.
Totally.
And so, you know, you're looking at outdated finishes and is it just not up to trend, you know, with that. So I love that about working for California Closets because, you know, we're going to be right in.
That feels so super in alignment, mm-hmm, to, mm-hmm, my experience. It, yeah, felt so fresh.
Yes.
It felt so relevant. And I'm not one for trends, to be honest. I'm not, obviously, that's not my world, interior design, but I do feel like your space should just be reflective of you, mm-hmm, and you are the trend, you, mm-hmm, know?
Right.
And going back to like unapologetic personality, I feel, yes, like our whole house is that way. And so when I started working with Laura and JT, I went into the mood boards of our interior designer who's helped us with our furniture selections, mm-hmm, wallpaper, lighting fixtures, like the whole house, and brought it to them. And from that place, we were able to create this like really on brand, mm-hmm, on trend, if you will, experience for our home based on where we were going holistically. And you were able to meet us there. And it was, mm-hmm, so much fun, that, mm-hmm, process, to like look at the different finishes, to look at the different hardware, to pick out the different like inserts in the drawers, because you have so many different colors and textures and backlit lighting. And it just was so effortless, the creative process. And it felt like truly that the word I would use is fresh. So that you saying you've changed your color palette 5 times in 10 years feels exactly in alignment with how modern and cool, honestly, mm-hmm, the brand, mm-hmm, felt to me. And now the final product is almost here. And I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I can't wait to see it. And I know the team has worked really hard.
I heard that.
At all those details. And it's been fun to watch them and work so hard and come together and collaborate so well together on making sure that it is spot on. And part of that is, you know, we talked about the customization. Having the palette refreshes and having the things that we do and that our corporate team helps us to be able to do locally enables us to be able to deliver what fits you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because we're designing for you, and that's how we're able to pull off the, you know, what we do. And you're going to feel that, you know, in your space when you walk in every day, you're going to be like, this is me.
I know.
And I get to live this. And then of course, having exceptional team members that we do on the design team. I mean, our people are so amazing. And they're so good at what they do, and they bring, you know, they bring their own trend to it as well.
They sure do.
You know, I was very fortunate when I started as a designer, I don't have an interior design background, but I brought the space planning. I have that with me, and it's just part of who I am. But then having those on the team, like the Laura's and the JT's, and the ones that do have such a strong design background, inspire the rest of the team. Wow. That maybe doesn't have as strong of a background as they do. Mm-hmm. And it enlightens all of us. I love seeing their work. I'm like the little proud mom.
I get it.
It's so fun. I mean, you know, when I was part of the team as a designer, a co-designer with them, it inspired me to go, oh, we can do that. Yeah. That's fun. And now being in this role as the director, I'm just so proud of them. Yeah. I mean, and everything that they do and they bring, and watching them work with their clients and watching them work with each other, and then the beautiful end product that comes out, and, you know, it's so rewarding. Yeah. To know that this is what we're producing. And, you know, it's really fun as a designer too. When, like, I still have clients that I run into, you know, that I helped them design a space, and I love when they say, oh my gosh, I still love my closet.
That's amazing.
I love my closet. Like, it is, it makes all the difference in the world, you know, or it's a pantry. I mean, cause you know, we do more than closets. So whatever it is, and it could be the simplest things. I had a friend that helped design her daughter's closet for her, and she said, you know what the most rewarding thing in that closet? And I'm like, what? And she goes, the laundry pull-out. Jesus, I love the laundry pull-out. It makes doing her laundry so easy.
The little things are the big things.
I know, right?
They really, really are. You know, one of my biggest takeaways from that, just to kind of bring us full circle, I have a few final quick fire questions I'm going to ask you that you weren't prepared for. But I just want to really bring it back. What spoke to me so much about what you just said, Lana, was the pride that you took in your team and your teammates. Mm-hmm. You know, I just had a big company offsite where we all bonded and spent time, you know, going through 26 and going to dinner, and like, watching the departments and the team like bond. And for me, yes, as like the CEO to be their leader, but to really feel like, no, I'm a team member to them too. Like, I'm amongst them, you know, shoulder to shoulder. I really think that speaks to the alignment. This is the word that keeps coming to me that I felt when I met you guys. Like, yes, you're amazing at designing gorgeous, unforgettable product. That's very clear. But it was the experience I had working with you as human beings that really made me want to work with you guys. Like, that was the real reason. And I think that's tried and true for any client experience, regardless of brands. Mm-hmm. And when you can hear like, wow, I'm rooting for my team members, that speaks to a beautiful culture. Mm-hmm. And the culture is what creates great client experience.
Thank you.
And it's true. I just wanted to reflect that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You ready for some quick fire questions?
When I talk about my team.
I do too. I do. I feel it. I can see it. I do too. Yeah. Isn't it the best thing in life?
It is.
When you work with people you love.
Yes.
Because we spend 80% of our lives at work.
Right.
Why wouldn't we want to love them?
Right.
Like, actually love them.
Right.
So, okay. I have loved this conversation. I don't want it to be over, but I have a few final quick fires that I ask every guest. Now, you do know the show is called The Spiritual Hustler, yes. Lana. So we get a little woo-woo here.
Okay,
you down for that? Right,
let's go.
We'll see where we go.
Let's go.
Okay. First of all, do you have a favorite spiritual book or a favorite business book or both?
Both.
Tell me.
Of course, my favorite
spiritual hustler bookshelf we collect. Yeah.
So, well, my favorite spiritual book is being a woman of faith. You know, outside of my Bible is Jesus Calling.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's been on the shelf for many, many, many years, but I can't help but go back to it and read, you know, the daily devotion. It really speaks to my soul.
I love it. What about a business book?
So a business book, I'm struggling a little bit because I love Brené Brown.
You remind me of her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do. It's the accent,
honor.
Truly. Truly.
Wow. I love all of her books.
Yeah.
I just love her. Totally. And she really, when I stepped into this role as sales director, I really started listening to a lot of her books, her podcast and everything, you know, with And she really spoke to me big time.
I love that you actually brought her up, because I think that business is humanity. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, who we be at work is who we be in our lives. Mm-hmm. And her work is so deep mm-hmm. and it's so profound and really pricks at the soul of who you are at the core, which of course is going to influence how you show up as a leader. Mm-hmm. You know, leadership is a big part of her audience. Like, she speaks to leaders. Right. So I love all of her material too. She's life changing.
Vulnerability.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. Do you have, and I think I might know who it is, favorite like angel, deity, archetype, ancestor that you work with, commune with? You mentioned Jesus, mm-hmm. but if there's something else in the ether that you work with or feel connected to. You can say Jesus.
I don't really think so. I think Jesus is it.
Jesus is it. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Christ consciousness.
Yes.
Love. I love that answer. Do you believe in aliens? Yes or no?
Oh. No.
Okay.
I've been thinking about that for a minute. Like, no.
I don't think so. Fair. It's a yes or no question. Next one. Final one. What does it mean to you to be a co-creator of the new earth?
Oh, to be a co-creator. Well, I think that, from my belief system, you know, God put us on this earth to make a difference. Yes. And bring light to people that are struggling and that have darkness. And I've had those days, you know, of walking in darkness. And I've had my days of walking in just gut-wrenching grief. And I believe that there's a purpose for that. That the reason the Lord brought me through those things is so that I can share light with those around me that are maybe walking through a similar darkness. And one of the beautiful opportunities that I've had, and this was something I really reflected on turning 60, even being here at California Closets with my team, like I've been able to walk some really hard days with some of my teammates and being able to be a safe place that they can share with what's going on. No judgment, no, whatever it may be, but also to be a place of encouragement too. And we're called. We're all called for a purpose here.
We certainly are. I love that answer.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're amazing. This has been such a treat and such a gift to have you. Thank you for taking the time and for being the part of the fabric of a part of my husband's and I journey that's changed us. I'm more than just a beautiful closet, like has changed us. Open our hearts, and you are such a reflection of that. And I've loved getting to know you today, and I hope this is the first of many conversations we get to have.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would love that. Let's go.